Okay, Shalom Rav Osei. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Aleph. Pretty well known machlokas in terms of when the world was created today, in today's Gemara, that either whether the world was created in Nisan or the world was created in Tishrei. Also some other well-known events, but perhaps lesser-known machloksim as in terms of when they happened, will be dealt with today, pretty much for the entirety of today's daf. So let's get to it. We're on Yud Amud Beis over here, five lines up, Tanya. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, "B'tishrei nivra olam, that the world was created in Tishrei. B'tishrei noldu avos, that the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, were also born in Tishrei, and b'tishrei mesu avos, and in Tishrei they also died. But Pesach nolad Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, except for Yitzchak, right, who was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah nifkeda Sarah, Rachel vechana, right, and again on Rosh Hashanah, those three women, those three, giant tzaddikasim, what's the plural of tzaddikas? Tzidkanios. All right, either way, those are matriarchs, right? They were remembered, right? Because all three of them were barren. Okay. Rosh Hashanah yatza Yosef in Beis Asurim. Sure enough, Rosh Hashanah Yosef went out from jail in Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashanah betla avoda me'avoseinu b'Mitzrayim. And in Rosh Hashanah as well, that the avoda, the servitude in Mitzrayim stopped. If you look at Rashi, Shisha Chodashim Lefnei Gula Sam Pesach Hashibu, that they were free 6 months before they were freed. Obviously, the Jews freed in Pesach time in Nisan, but on Rosh Hashanah they already stopped working. That means, again, just in terms of the timeline, that the Makos took Yud Beis Chodesh. The Makos took a year, so that means that during the first few Makos, the first half of the Makos, the Jews were still actually enslaved, and the second half they were already not working. Okay, Benisa Nigalu, B'tishrei Asidin Ligoel. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, obviously the Benisa Nigalu, the Jews were redeemed. They left Egypt in Nisan, and in the future, Tishrei is going to be the time when we are redeemed. Don't we say Ani Ma'amin B'Mun Shleim B'Vias Hamashiach V'Amal Pish Yismamea B'Chol Yom Achakalo V'Alfomi Shismamea right? Don't we have to wait for the Mashiach every single day? So again, right, the Rishonim and the Achronim deal with that. Right? It could very well be that the Geula and Mashiach are different. Right? It's not necessarily the same thing. Okay, right, again, you have Yemos Mashiach, you have Eliyahu HaNavi coming, you have Olam Haba, you have, again, there are certain stages in the world that are yet to be revealed. Right? That's not necessarily the same thing. Okay, right, other ways to resolve that stira. Fine. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, a little different. Benisa nevra olam. The world was created in Nisan. And Benisa noldu avos. Then the forefathers were born in Nisan. Benisa mesu avos. And sure enough, they died in the same month. As we'll explain, right? The tzaddikim die, very often will die either on their birthday or in the same month, whatever. But Pesach nolad Yitzchak, that he agrees that Yitzchak was born in Pesach. Rosh Hashanah nifkeda Sarah Rachel v'Chana, and he agrees that again Sarah Rachel and Chana were remembered to have children on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah yatzah Yosef in Beis Asurim also agrees. Rosh Hashanah bitla avodim habasinu ben Mitzrayim and Benisan nigalu ben Nisan asidin legoil, right, and he agrees that the shibud Mitzrayim stopped on Rosh Hashanah. But he said again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that ben Nisan asidin legoil, in the future we will be redeemed. So time now we learn the rest. So we're going to go through with this machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Minayin shebetishrei nivra olam. How do I know? Right? How does Rabbi Eliezer say? Where does he get it from? That that the world was created in Tishrei. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim Tachei Haaretz Desha Esav Mazriah Zera Eitz Peri Leminehu. Right. So the Gemara. So he darshens out Ezu Chodesh Shearetz Motzia Deshaim VeIlan Male Peros. When is the month? In which month is the what's it called? Is the ground, right, is the grass starting to grow, and the trees already have fruits on them. So that's Haviomer, that's Tishrei. That seems what the Pasuk seems to be saying, right? That therefore that month is Tishrei. Again, that's, again, obviously that Pasuk is by the creation of the world, so that seems to imply, right, that it was created in Tishrei. Also, Perek Zman Revia, that is a time of rain during that time. Haisa, right, is definitely a time of rain. V'yardu Gishamim Fitzimcho, and the rain came down, and the grass grew. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'id Yalem in Aretz, right, that a mist rose from the ground, right, and it watered. Rabbi Yeshua is called Pnei Adama, right, it watered the entire ground. Rabbi Yeshua, remember what Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll tell you different, right? Minayin Shem Nisan Nivra Olam. How do I know that the world was created in Nisan? Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, again, same Pasuk. Not exactly the same pasuk, but the same general vicinity. Vatotzei haaretz desha, right? The next pasuk, yeah. But the next pasuk, yeah. Vatotzei haaretz desha, eitz mazriah zera, eitz Peri, Osa Peri Limino. And the Pasuk says, Ve'et Osa Peri. Again, that's not right away. That's a little bit later. Is it? Yeah, it's a little bit later in the Pasuk. Okay, either way. Meaning, Ezu Chodesh, so he learned, Ezu Chodesh Ha'aretz Malea Deshayim Ve'ilan Motzi Peros. He learns the opposite. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar said, the Pasuk he quoted seems to imply that the fruits are on the trees and the grass is growing. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, this Pasuk seems to imply that Ha'aretz Malea Deshayim Ve'ilan Motzi Peros. It's the opposite, that the grass already is full, is grown, and the trees are starting to bloom. So what month is that? So Ve'omer is that Nisan, right? That is Nisan, right? They're starting to, not starting to bloom, that's in Shvat, but when they're starting to bring out fruit, right, that already is in Nisan. Also, Perek Zman Behemah V'chayah V'Ov, right, that's already the time when the animals, Shem is Dav Gen Zed, so that's already when the animals are having children. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Lav Shu Karim Hatzon, right, again, the Pasuk we quoted a couple days ago, right, that the animals we're getting pregnant. And that's the time, again, that's we pointed out the last time in Nisan. So, v'idach nami aksiv eitz osapri. And again, so as we pointed out, those two psukim kind of imply different things, right? Rabbi Elazar says that the world was created when the grass was growing and the fruit already existed. And Rabbi Shua's pasuk says, seems to imply that the grass existed and the fruit were growing. So what do you do with those contradicting and competing implications? So v'idach nami aksiv eitz osapri, doesn't it already also say, according to Rabbi Elazar, doesn't it also say that the trees were bringing out fruits? What do you mean? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a bracha for the trees that in the future should bring out plentiful fruit. I v'idach, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, hanami k'siv eitz peri, it seems to imply also that the fruit was already on the tree. So who could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's drasha. Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ma'aseh breishis nivro l'daitan nivro and l'tzivyonan nivro. For all of ma'aseh breishis, they were all, I guess, like Moson. What do they change that to? Bikomason, right? Bikomason nivro. They were already, they were created complete. Right? They did not, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create seeds who grew into trees, right? Over quote unquote years, right? He created complete items. The Daita nivro, right? They were created, as Rashi says, Shalom imchavtzon libaros amruhein. I think whatever that means, that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked the creation if they were okay with this, and they said yes. And the Tivyonam, what does Rashi say? That means betam echad ve'echad betfus kol echad, meaning they had what's it called? They had, again, the same shape, right? They were already formed, right? They had each one had their own different type of look. So Gemara Shenemos, the Pasuk says, "Vayichlu shmayim aretz v'chol tzva'am." Right? So al tikru tzva'am ela tzivyonam. Right? So tzivyonam seems to imply that they had their own shapes and their own flavors, right? And each one had their own kind of printing, right? Rashi's language, b'tfus kol echad, right? Beit HaTfus, we have a street here in Har Nof called Beit HaTfus, it's the house of printing. That's a Kosh Baruch Hu, right? If you imagine a 3D printer, right? Who's the ultimate 3D printer? That's Kosh Baruch Hu, so he was able to create all the stuff, right, with different shapes. Okay, now, Reviter. Rabbi Elazar says, "Menayin shem b'tishrei noldu ha'avos." How do you know that the avos were born in Tishrei? Again, that's a machlokas that they one of the machlokasim that they have, that Rabbi Yeshua said that the avos were born in Nisan. So Rabbi Elazar says, how do you know the avos were born in Tishrei? Shneimar b'pasuk says, "Vaykalu el hamelech Shlomo kol ish yisrael beyareach hayisanim bechag." Right, that Shlomo gathered all of these people, Rabbi beyareach hayisanim bechag. Right, in the yareach hayisanim, in the month of the Isanim, right, on Chag, on Sukkot. And what is that talking about? So Yerach Shenoldu Bo Esane Olam. That is talking about the month, right? Yerach is the moon, so right, talking about the month that was born the Esane Olam, the strong ones, right? Esan, the strong and powerful, right? Those strong and powerful ones of the world. My Mashma, the High Esan Lishna the Kivu. How do you know that Esan is a language of strength? Right, that's what we're talking about. So the Gemara says, the pasuk quotes, right, kedichtiv, the pasuk says, Isan Moshavecha, right, that's, what's it called, that's one of Bilam's brachas, right, that the Isan Moshavecha, right, that the place, that there was, the way that Bnei Israel dwelled, right, that was a bracha that he was giving them, that they should dwell with strength. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Ve'omer," and then okay, again. The pasuk says, "Then Shimo Harim Es Riv Hashem Ve'Isanim Mostei Aretz." Ve'omer Kol Dodi and Izabam Medaleg Al Harim Mekavet Al Hakevos. That's talking about the Avos. So Medaleg Al Harim B'Shus Avos Mekavet Al Hakevos B'Shus Imos. And that's a reference to right the forefathers that we're talking about. So again, that's you see that the Isanei Olam, right, that the strong ones of the world, right, that's already a reference to the forefathers. Rabbi Yeshua, again, and therefore the Pasuk says, again, b'yerech ha'isanim b'chag, right, on Sukkot, in the month of the Isanim, right, that's talking about the month of the forefathers, and that's how he knows they were born in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua says, minayin she'b'nisan noldu avos. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, I'll prove you, how do you know that the forefathers were born in Nisan? Shneva, as the Pasuk says, v'yi b'shmonim shana v'arbam yos shana, let's say, b'nei Yisrael, meretz Yisrayim, b'shnas ha'revius, b'chodesh ziv. Right, it was in the month, it was in the first month, meaning that again, when Shlomo HaMelech started building the Beis HaMikdash, it's like Gemara Darshan's, but you're actually noldu bo ziv sane olam, right? In the month that were born the beautiful, or let's say the most amazing, the most pleasurable of the world, meaning the Avos. Again, same idea, right? That we're referring to the Avos over here, right? If you just look at Rashi, right, that Shenishchadesh Iyar Noldu Kvar B'Nisan, meaning that when they're Nishchadesh in Iyar, they've already been born, right? They've already been born in Nisan. So the Gemara says, one second, hold on, that Vav over there, does that take out the parentheses? Right, okay, because the Pasuk says, just to clarify, right, the Pasuk says, the Vav adds Hu Chodesh Iyar, right, because the Pasuk says, Bechodesh Ziv, Hu Chodesh Iyar, meaning that was the Pasuk, when Shlomo started building the Beis HaMikdash, it was Chodesh Ziv, and that's Chodesh Iyar, that was already second. What does that mean? B'yerach Shenoldu Bo Zivsani Olam, meaning if it was already Chodesh Ziv, they already had beauty in the world, right, if the Bach adds over here, right, that Kufas Nisan Nimshach Latoch Iyar Shalavana, that the time period of Nisan extends into Iyar, right, again, if you tell me that it was already beautiful, so they had already been born in Nisan. Okay, so what do you do with Bayerech Esanim? You're going to Rabbi Yeshua, again, you have to accord or afford, or what's the word? You have to account for, that's the one, oh boy. That's what you get when you record a shir at midnight. Okay, you have to account for the other opinion. So, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with that? So, Hasam, that's Tkifei B'mitzvos. Meaning, that's talking about that Tishrei is strong in mitzvos. Meaning, you got all the mitzvos, right? Shofar and lulav and fasting on Yom Kippur and Sukkot, etc. V'idach nami k'siv v'chodesh ziv. Okay, what does Rabbi Elazar do with Chodesh Ziv? The fact that it seems to imply that they were born in Nisan. So who the Ishbe Ziva Leilani? Because that's the month, again, when you have beautiful trees, right, that's when the trees are already beautiful. The Amar of Yehuda, Haiman did not like Biyomi Nisan, because someone who goes out, right, Rabbi Yehuda said, someone who goes out in the days of Nisan, Vechazi Ilani Demalavlavi, right, you should see that the trees are blooming, right, so Omar, right, that he should say a bracha, right, a bracha called the Birkas Ilanos, right, Baruch Shalochisar Melomo Klum, Uvarabo Brios Tovos, Ilanos Tovos, there's no by him, Bnei Adam, right, so that's what it means. In the Chodesh Ziv, right, according to Rabbi Elazar, right, that means that that's the month where the trees are beautiful, and that's when you have, as you see, right, we have this bracha of Birkas Ilanos, right, so that's what that pasuk would be referring to. Okay, Mandam or Nisan, Benisan Noldu, Benisan Mesu. So the Gemara just points out and highlights that according to the one who says, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that they were born in Tishrei, so that they died in Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yeshua, says they were, the Avos were born in Nisan, so they died in Nisan. So how do you know? Shneimar, suppose it says, Vayomer Alehem ben Me'ah v'shim shana anuchi hayom, right? Moshe at the end of his life said, I am 120 years old today. Right? She'in tomad lomar hayom. You don't need to tell me, right? Hayom, that today, right? I'm 128 years, right? Dafka, I'm pretty sure that that's not true. I mean, when he started speaking to them, I'm just trying to see. I'm not sure if I see it in Rashi over here, but I'm pretty sure at that time, at that point in the pasuk, right, it was the beginning of Moshe's speech. Where's that pasuk? That pasuk is in Yud Aleph over here. Where is that? At the end of the Dvarim. Oh, I take it back. So maybe it is towards the end of his speech. Okay. So either way, but the Gemara Darshan's Tamal Omar Hayom. What does it mean? Mal Tamal Omar Hayom. What does that mean? Hayom Malu Yamai Ushnosai. Right. Today I filled, right, my days and my years. Meaning that Moshe, I guess it was Moshe's birthday at the end. Right. We know that Moshe was born on Zayin Adar. He died on Zayin Adar. Right? Again, the speech in Dvarim, right, that already took months. But again, at the end of the, I guess, yeah, Pashas is at the end of the Torah. Right. He was ready. That was already the day he was going to die. Right, so we see that tzaddikim, when again, that they die, they get their full complement of days. Shemar's pasuk says, right, the days of your life I will fill. Okay, so that's how we know that if the Avos were born in certain time periods, then they must have died in the time period as well, because they were also great tzaddikim. But Pesach no Yitzchak, how do you know that on Pesach Yitzchak was born? Minolan, how do you know? Because the pasuk says, Lamuera Shuvelacha, Kais Chaya Ulasara Bain. Right, that's already right, this week's Parsha. Right, when we come back, right, Lamuaid, right, Ashuvelacha, when we come back to you, the next holiday, right, Lamuaid, right, so then right, Sarah will have a son. So Gemara says Amos Koi. So when were they? Well, again, that pasuk is again this week's Parsha, when the angels come right to Avram and Sarah. So when was it? So now, just before you, let's read the Gemara, and then I'll point out the obvious difficulty. So, Ilema Pesach, if you tell me that they showed up on Pesach, or Karmelei Batzeres, if they're telling me that Lamoed Ashuva Elecha, next holiday, I'll come back to you, in Atzeres, on Shavuos, Rabbi Chamshin Yomin Mi Koyolda. Right, what are you talking about? That you're going to have a woman give birth in 50 days. Right? Say, the Koy Batzeres. No, well, if you tell me that they had showed up to Avram's tent on Shavuos, to Vakamalei B'Tishrei, and saying, we'll be back next holiday and you'll have a child, so Akati B'Chamisha Yarchi Mika Yaldas. Well, that's 5 months. That doesn't work either. So Ella must be the Koy B'Chag. It must be that the Malachim showed up on Sukkos. Vakamar Lo B'Nisan, and said, and Nisan will come back, and you'll have a kid. Well, Akati B'Shisi Yarchi Mika Yaldas. Well, that's 6 months. That's still no good, right? Women take 9 months to have children. As Kumar says, Tana will learn Baisa. Oh, so Shana Muber. So, yeah, okay, that year was a leap year, so you really had 7 months. Okay, well, so, Kimadli Mar Yome Tuma Batri Luhu. Well, yeah, again, now just in terms of a bit of a background, the Gemara very often will assume that a woman can either have a 9 month pregnancy or a 7 month pregnancy, that she didn't have an 8 month pregnancy. Okay, but either way, the 7 month pregnancy is possible. But here the Gemara says, so, Kimadli the Mar Yome Tuma. If you read Rashi on the Parsha, so again, the Mepharshim explained that Sarah, right, when they talked about, right, Sarah laughed, how in the world, I'm so old, how am I going to have a kid? So the Mepharshim explained that right then and there, so she became a Nida, meaning she got her menstrual cycle back, so that, in fact, she would be able to have a child. So she would have had to wait, meaning, yes, from Sukkot to Pesach would be 7 months with the leap year, but now you're missing a week. Right, because she had to be right, Anida, right? They couldn't have been together until she was clean again. So Amar Marzutra, Afilu Mandamar Yoledes the Tisha, and Yoledes the Mekutoyin. Right, even the one who says that, and he explains that the answer is like this: that even the one who says that if a woman is going to give birth for 9 months, she's not going to give birth less than that. I mean, it's not going to be broken up. It's not going to be Mekutoyin. It's not going to be less than that. So Yoledes the Shiva, Yoledes the Mekutoyin. But a woman who is going to have a 7 month pregnancy, that type of pregnancy, again, as we said, the Gemara usually assumes that it was a 7 or 9 month pregnancy. If a woman's going to have a 7 month pregnancy, then she can give birth even earlier. Shnemaz Bazik says, Vahid the Tkufas Hayomim. It was a tkufa of Yomim this is talking about Chana, and the Gemara learns that miut tkufos shtayim. A tkufa is a season, right? So that is 3 months each. So a tkufa, right? Tkufos plural, right? The minimal, right? This, whenever you have the plural in the pasuk, you very often will refer to the most minimal amount. So when you say tkufos plural, that must be two of them, right? I mean, i.e. 3 months times two, that's 6 months. Umiut yomim, and then it says the tkufos hayomim, and it says 2 days, right? Miut yomim shtayim, right? The minimal amount of yomim you can have is 2 days. So Chana gave birth at 6 months and 2 days. So too, you could have over here that Sarah gave birth, right? 6 months and 2 days, or less than that, right? Let's say, and therefore she gave birth on Pesach, and that can work out. Now, the obvious question is that, and this is raised by, if you flip to Amud Beis here just for a second, right, we'll go back to Amud Aleph, right, there's a Haggah, very strange, right, it doesn't usually appear, right, in the Gemara. I actually asked around, I have no idea who that is. I asked a tremendous Talmud Chacham in my building, and who also learns Daf Yomi, also will just, like, he'll walk by me and throw out, oh yeah, an amazing, rush on something, and, related to the Daf, and I very often will smile and nod. But he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Anyway, he didn't know who it was either. So the guy here points out, perhaps the question you're wondering, right, if you do Shnei Mikra, right? If you started already this week, right? So Rashi already points out that based on, you know, a couple of midrashim and stuff, that the malachim came on Pesach, right? That's what do you mean? This Gemara says the malachim came very clear. Right? The malachim came on Sukkot. Right? Rashi on Chumash says the malachim came on Pesach. Right? That was Lushi Vasugos they were making matzah, right? And that's when the Rashi also writes that the Malachim came to Stone, and Lot also made the matzah. So what's going on over here? So he goes, he tries to figure out and try and answer how that works. But if you were wondering, but I thought the Malachim came to Avraham and Sarah on Pesach, you're not alone, and that is something that needs to be addressed. Okay. Now, Vayter. Now, back to Amud Aleph, right? We're about 5-6 lines up. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkid Asar, Rachel, V'chanan. Rosh Hashanah, all three of those imahus were redeemed, meaning to have children. Minalan, how do you know? They were remembered. Am Rabbi Elazar, Asya, Pekida, Pekida, Asya, Zechira, Zechira. We have a couple of Gzeri Shabbos. Ksiv Barachel, says by Rachel, Vayzkor, Lukim, as Rachel. Right? Ksiv V'chanan, Vayzkor, Hashem. Right? Again, you have Hashem remembered both of them. Right? And you can connect that back to Rosh Hashanah. The Chiyuk Sipazik says Shabbason Zichron Teruah. Right? You have that word Zichira there by Rosh Hashanah as well. And Pekina Bekina, you have by Chana. Right? Because the Pazik says Ki Pakad Hashem Es Chana, Bechib Desara Vashem Pakad Es Sara. Right? Again, the Hashem remembered and redeemed Chana, also redeemed Sara. And right, we already pointed out that that's when Sara got redeemed. Okay. Rosh Hashanah Yatza Yosef Vesar Surim. How do you know that Yosef went out of jail in Mitzrayim from Potiphar's jail on Rosh Hashanah? I mean, how do you know? Dechtiv, the pasuk says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesh le'yom chagenu, ki chok le'Yisrael heru, right, mispat le'lei Yaakov, right, and then the pasuk continues and says, Eidus be'yosef samo, b'tse so, where is it? May Eretz, where is that? Is that on here? Where is it? Where's the end of the pasuk over here? Sorry, trying to find it in the Torah. Or either way, right? Bahotei so, right? When Yosef went out, right, from Mitzrayim. Again, that pasuk before, as we quoted, when we tiku b'chodesh shofar, kezi yom chagenu, ki chok l'Yisrael hu, right, we've already discussed the Masechta, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah, talking about, again, when Yosef went out of Egypt, so that's pretty, went in a jail, that's pretty straightforward. Rosh Hashanah bitla avodah me'avosenim in Mitzrayim, how do you know that the Jews stopped doing avodah, stopped doing work, bondage in Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah, Ksivachak says, Veotesi, Eschemitaka Silos Mitzrayim, that I'll take you out of bondage. Ksivasam, then it says, Vasirisi, Mishel Vashechmo, right, that pasuk is also right after, what's it called, right after that pasuk recorded before, about Edus Beosef Samo, Bitsisome, again, I can't find it here, alright, but that's already right afterwards. So that's that also we know that we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Benisan Niglu Kidisa, right? Obviously, Benisan, right? The Jews were redeemed from Egypt, right? You don't have to be a big lamdan. That's already straight up in the Psukim. Betishrei Asidim Ligoel. In the future, we'll be redeemed in Tishrei, again, according to, I think, Rabbi Elazar. Yeah, this because he has a drasha, Asya Shofar Shofar. He learns it Shofar, Xer Shofar, Shofar. Ksiv Hakos says over here, Tikka Bechoda Shofar. Ksiv Hasam, Bayomahu, Yitaka, Beshofar Gadol. Right on that great day. Right, that the Pasuk in Yeshaya, right, famous Haftorah, that on that great day we will blow a shofar, right, and so that's how he learns it'll be in Tishrei. Right, Rabbi Yeshua says, B'nisan negulu, B'nisan nesidin legal, right, and so actually it's going to be a Nisan. Minalan, how do you know? It's Gamar Kra, Leil Shumurim, because the Pasuk says, by Pesach, right, Leil Shumurim, Leil Hamashumar Uba, Mishesh Mei Bereshis, right, it's already a night that has already been prepared from the 6 days of Bereshis, right, again, the day has already been prepared for Am Yisrael to be redeemed. Again, just this Gemara is also helps with one of the reasons, another one of the reasons. How do you know? Right, if you tell me that we're going to be redeemed in Nisan, so I thought we're supposed to wait for the redemption every single day, so it could very well be that, yeah, if we're Zocha, right, then there's a day that's already prepared for us to get the Gula, but if we're not Zocha, so then it's, you know, it's been dragged out and it could happen at any point, right, whatever point we become Zocha. So, okay, fine, that's another way to get around that that answer of when the Geula is supposed to come, but we're supposed to hope for Mashiach every single day. V'idach, ay, Rabbi Elazar, what does he do with that pasuk? So he says, Lain la mashumar uba min amazikin. Right, it's a night that is guarded, right, from the mazikin, right, from demons or shadim or however evil forces, whatever, however you translate mazikin. Right, again, that's perhaps the marker for when we go up by Shavuot and we open up. When we have Shafoch, and you open up the door, right, again, very often people sing Eliyahu Anavi, but that's not the makor, right? The makor is that we open the door to show that we're not afraid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got our back, right? So again, we don't say Kriya Shema Lamita, right? That's different halachos that are halacha lamaisa that we do. Okay, now Azdu L'Tamayu, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, right, they go according to their own shitas. Now we're going to do just Rabbi Yeshua right now. Rabbi Elazar will do tomorrow. And the Tanya, as we learned in Rabbi Yisrael, Bishnas Sheish Meos Shana L'Chayin Noach. Right, and talking about the Mabul, in the 600th year of Noach's life, Bechodesh Hashini, on the second month, Bishivasar Yom Lechodesh, on the 17th of the month. So which month was that, on the second month, that Noach came out of the table? That the Mabul started. No, that's not what, right, Noach came out of the table a year later, right, when he was 601. So when did the Mabul start? So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Oso Yom Yudzayin Bi'iyar Hayo. Right, it was the 17th of Iyar. Yom Shemazal Kima Shokea Bayom Umayanos Mismatin. What's going on over here? So a little bit about constellations. The constellations that you may know of, right? The horoscope that you find in the newspaper is Narishkeit, obviously. But the signs of the zodiac do definitely have sources in Jewish literature. It's not entirely above a Maisa, although the stuff they do with it nowadays is obviously ridiculous, but there definitely is a lot of literature in terms of the constellations in the Gemara. Kima is what we know as Aries, as the ram. So apparently there is a constellation in Aries, in the tail of Aries, that's Pashtus is, that's again just that's the part of this long Rashi over here is going through this. So apparently we're talking about that there's a constellation in the tail of Aries, Shokea Bayom. Again, naturally in the sky, the normal sky, the way the sky moves, it sets during the day, meaning it's when I say it sets, it doesn't recess into the sky. Obviously it's going towards the sundown. Umayanos Mismatin, and for whatever reason, right, the Gemara says that the rivers become less. And again, I don't really know much about astrology, but again, we do know that the moon affects the tides, so I'd imagine it's a similar type of explanation if you need to get scientific, right? Okay, if you don't, then, that's great too. Okay, when we talk now, so that's usually what happens. That says Rabbi Yeshua. Sheshinu Maseh, now, and we talk Sheshinu Masehen, and since the people of the generation of the flood, where they changed their ways, right, again, they perverted and totally corrupted society. So Shina Kosh Baruch Hu Alehem Maisa Breishis. Kosh Baruch Hu changed the natural order. The Hela Masal Kima Bayom, instead of letting it set during the day or sink, quote unquote, Kosh Baruch Hu raised this constellation in Aries' tail. Venatal Shnei Kochavim Mikima Vehevi Mabul Leolam. And Pashas says it seems to imply that Kosh Baruch Hu took two stars out of that constellation and the Mabul kind of dropped down through that open space. That's what Rashi says in Brachos Daf Nun Ches. So that's, again, however you understand that exactly. Kosh Baruch Hu, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu altered the natural order, because just like the people in the Mabul, or, kind of perverted their own ways. And that's why Noach was commanded to take animals that had not perverted their own ways. Rashi says over there that the animals were interbreeding, right? Everything was totally in chaos. So Kosh Baruch Hu, right? Because the man had messed up the world. So Kosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida, kind of changed that situation in order to bring about the Mabul. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. So that makes sense. So that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that in Nisan Nivra Ha'olam. And we're going to talk about, again, Rabbi Elazar learned that in Tishrei Nibra Olam, he's going to say that obviously that happened in Mar Cheshvan, but again, we'll kind of solidify this Machogas and explain it a little bit deeper when we finish it tomorrow. Okay, Shkoya Kola Rabose, we'll stop here. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.